When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All signs seem to be pointing to the American Nightmare finally finishing his daddy story at WrestleMania XL. Hopefully. But just to really inject some additional anxiety into the mix, I thought it'd be fun to ponder a reality where WWE once again leave us ripping out our hair on April 7th. So enjoy, because I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here is what if Cody Rhodes never finishes his story in WWE. The pain was real on the night of April 2nd, 2023. On the back of making a once unthinkable return to the world of sports entertainment, and then once again shaking a stadium with an emotional return, this time from a torn tit, Cody Rhodes finally collided with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. The belt his daddy never won was on the line, and the two created absolute magic together that night in LA for about 34 minutes. Then, in the wake of producing one of the finest main event wars of the last decade, WWE opted to swerve the 67,000 crammed inside of SoFi Stadium and the millions watching on at home by throwing in a stupid spear-spike combo at the finish. It was absolutely devastating, and the American Nightmare was now a reality. Cody, just like everyone before him, had been screwed by the bloodline. Though the timing felt like it simply could not have been any better, WWE refused to finish this story that night because another long-term tale just needed to be told. It was enough to make the average WWE believer question whether this new and hot product was actually worth investing in after all. A few more innings later, civil wars have been fought, Usos have gone their separate ways, and Roman has barely even defended the damn belt that he took away from Cody that night. But hooray, the Bloodline saga continued. Rhodes, though, has somehow managed to maintain the irresistible momentum that looked to have been completely squandered in LA. Against all the odds, even with the unexpected return of a certain great one, the former AEW EVP is now once again on the verge of achieving his family's dream at this year's show of shows. As it was 12 months ago, the clear and obvious move now for Triple H and the gang is to have Cody overcome the odds, take down the Bloodline, and lift the belt around WrestleMania, right? Surely. Open goals simply do not get any bigger than this. This is the most satisfying conclusion that we can have at the end of WrestleMania XL. Cody is undeniably the man Roman's reign stopped being interesting about a year ago, and an American Nightmare future feels like the brightest and sensible slash most exciting one for WWE coming out of Lincoln Financial Field. But all that logic still does not guarantee that Papa H will book a much-needed babyface win at the end of WrestleMania. Sorry folks, the same logic was there a year ago. And if WWE do frustratingly opt to add another ellipses instead of a full stop at the end of Cody's second attempt at WWE Championship greatness, and possibly even opt to leave this modern-day icon story unfinished forever, the consequences could be both fascinating and disastrous. Many people, myself included, honestly could not possibly imagine how Cody Rhodes was ever going to recover in the wake of that absolutely heartbreaking end to WrestleMania 39. The equally depressing beatdown at the hands of Brock Lesnar one night later only added to the feeling of Cody's time sadly coming and going too. But the American Nightmare is not your average worker. The beaten Monday Night Warrior continued to inspire his universe. The Beast was ultimately slain, the real locker room leader assembled his own wrestling Avengers to take on the Judgment Day, and further unanticipated magic was created opposite the likes of CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and his longtime foe turned pal Seth freaking Rollins. Put simply, Rhodes didn't just survive the failure, he somehow bloody thrived in it. However, lightning very rarely strikes twice, even in this chaotic and balmy business. And it's hard to imagine even Cody being able to pull off this particular miracle again if his story, for some reason, goes unfinished at WrestleMania. If WWE do stupidly force the full-time hero out of Mania empty-handed once again then, where does Cody really go from here? Or more specifically, where can he go from here? Struggling to find a way to beat the numbers game once, even with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn in his corner, was heartbreaking, sure. But it was somewhat understandable. Once again failing to take down Reigns at Mania XL though, whether in a Bloodline Rules nonsense fest or a straight-up one-on-one battle, would sadly transform Rhodes from cheated underdog to two-time Mania Event bottler in a flash. That's just the way it is, folks. Just like that, WWE will have wasted one more chance to create a genuine megastar for the future. Someone they could have genuinely built the company around for the next 5 years or even more. A near-perfect poster boy for all things sports entertainment. A brave, driven, actually quite hilarious, and sympathetic leading man. Rhodes is John Cena, if Super Cena felt like an actual human being, with flaws and believable promos and consistently outstanding in-ring work. That sort of full babyface package simply does not come around every year, or even every decade. So having the bloke who wonderfully accepted an offer to be a fan's best man permanently settle into that role within WWE and never be the groom could potentially cost the white hot company an even more lucrative future. Rhodes is a bona fide draw currently, the regular Raw and house show sellouts prove it. But those impressive numbers could begin to fall if folks start losing faith in not just the American Nightmare, but WWE as a whole should this story go unfinished. Cheers for checking out this video today, folks. Hit that subscribe button down below to finish your What Culture story. As already noted, the hollow, record-breaking title reign that Roman Reigns is currently enjoying stopped being captivating the second it became clear that he'd be spending the majority of 2023 sat with his big red boots up. But in a world where Cody Rhodes does not manage to finish his damn story, you better believe this exhausting and uninspiring reign will continue, baby. In order to nudge the tribal chief above the Hulkster on the list of longest ever WWE champions of all time in history thing. Who honestly cares about this empty stat outside of WWE though? Fans haven't increasingly packed themselves into arenas and stadiums all around the world because they just want to hear Michael Cole reel off the latest number of days that Roman Reigns has held the belt.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Along with finding joy in the booking of dominant IC champions, badass mammies, and a rejuvenated tag division, the audience have connected to Rhodes and many others' valiant quest to put a stop to that stale run at the top. That's why the buildings remain full and occasionally loud. So once again, breaking their hearts at the grandest stage of them all this year could be the final straw for those who just about had their faith restored in the wake of all the rubber chicken nonsense in LA. Both of the current WWE World Championships would also be devalued in the event of a Rhodes loss in Philadelphia. Along with the undisputed WWE Universal Championship continuing on as an accessory in the background whilst the Bloodlines tension continues to bubble on for 12 more months, the World Heavyweight Championship would likely continue to feel like a runners-up prize. After going 2 years without tasting singles gold, you could just about forgive Cody for thinking, you know what, I'm done with this. I'm going to turn my attention to the Workhorse World Championship and win that. But just settling for the other belt still isn't the greatest look for a title that WWE have been trying to convince you is equally as prestigious as Roman's belt. There's also no escaping the fact that more main event problems would be created if WWE feel that the direction going forward is to have Rock versus Roman at WrestleMania 41 with the WWE Universal Undisputed Championship of the World on the line. More super hot babyfaces would obviously need to be fed to Roman along the way in order to get there. So more talents would probably join the likes of LA Knight and Sami Zayn as once undeniable potential world champions, eaten up and spat out by the former big dog. Rhodes' unlikely rise to becoming the most popular babyface in the company helped change the way a lot of people look at the world of sports entertainment too. Refusing to give this game-changing story the happy ending it definitely deserves then could bring with it some rather nasty side effects further down the line. Rhodes' jump to WWE from AEW was a moment that changed the industry forever. Not quite as much as the American Nightmare & Co.'s decision to create a wrestling alternative, but it was still pretty important. From the magnificent way Cody was presented during his mind-blowing appearance at WrestleMania 38, to the way he was subsequently treated and booked in the years that followed. The former All Elite man wasn't just used as a way to make Tony Khan's promotion look pathetic and weak by comparison. He was built as a returning hero destined to become the face of the damn company. That shift right there was absolutely huge, wasn't it? And the call not to embarrass one of the people partly responsible for WWE's current biggest rival possibly influenced a number of other talented faces to give this new version of sports entertainment a try. That Mania 39 heartbreaker aside, Rhodes has been booked superbly during this second run. And finally crowning him next month could tell the world that even a former AEW EVP can win the big one in WWE if you're willing to put in the work. Should the opposite go down in April though, you've got to believe that those considering giving Papa H's Playground a try at the end of their current deals with AEW, New Japan Pro Wrestling and many other companies may just think twice about putting pen to paper on a WWE contract. Hell, maybe Rhodes himself will be left questioning whether he wants to remain a part of WWE for the rest of his bumping days. Now, he did reportedly sign a contract extension last year, it must be said. But if WWE do make it clear that this moving story is never going to be finished in the way that Cody really wants it to, I mean, he has asked for his release before, that's all I'm saying. Now, Rhodes' professionalism can never be called into question. The guy is a pro through and through. This is a guy who once quite recently accepted that his WrestleMania dream was seemingly over and stepped to one side for Dwayne before the people demanded that they got some Cody. But he's also a talent that knows his worth and is not afraid to bet on himself should he feel that things aren't exactly working out the way that he wants them to. A potential moment with a capital M of this size simply has to go down at the show of shows. And if WWE do have Cody fall to another spear and Rock versus Roman for the belt is understandably safe for next year's Mania, that would leave Rhodes trying to remain relevant and keep fans invested in his never-ending story for 2 more years. Would Cody really be willing to sit around and wait to turn this catchphrase into a reality for another 24 months after being humiliated on the grandest stage twice? Money is not everything, and some things are just bigger than dollars in the bank. This is honestly more about an American nightmare trying to live the dream, though. It's about WWE setting the tone for their new era. The people want Cody Rhodes to finish his story. That much has been made perfectly clear over the last month or so. One person who seemingly did not give a damn about that particular family tale, however, was a Hollywood megastar and now TKO board member by the name of The Rock. And just like that, what was looking like an exciting new time where WWE genuinely listened to their audience and gave them the feel-good moments at the top of the card they craved, was briefly turned into another cold move to make the most dollars dollar possible. WWE is a business. It's vitally important to remember that fact coming into the latest two-night extravaganza. And it is that fact that could ensure that the People's Champion and his own family are the ones who have the last laugh when all is said and done in Philly. The organisation evidently feels that the biggest match they currently have on their hands right now involves the two Samoan cousins clashing over the big belt. That's precisely why they tried to book it this year. So, as hard as it may be to swallow, it still may not matter what we think. If the TKO member and the rest of the team truly feel that there's serious money to be made in an undisputed WWE Universal Championship All Anoa'i match at WrestleMania 41, you better believe these businessmen will sacrifice their nightmare for the millions. Would the risk of not finishing this story at the most perfect time imaginable really be worth the reward, however? Probably not. Headlines would be made again, for sure. A year-long build towards a mainstream championship blockbuster could begin. And Reigns and WWE would be that little bit closer to breaking one more record. But the price? The best chance of creating a genuine megastar in like a decade, being rock bottom and destroyed potentially forever, another year or so of the biggest title in the company being held hostage, fans perhaps losing interest in a product that refuses to reward their heroes for fighting the good fight, countless other pushes being sacrificed for the head of the table, the performers themselves perhaps losing faith in the idea of WWE being a place where outsiders and hardworking guys and girls can achieve greatness, true greatness. Put simply, if Cody Rhodes does not finish his story next month, then WWE's own tale could be about to take a turn for the worst. Did you enjoy this What If Cody Rhodes Never Finishes His Story in WWE video today? Then tap this The Major Problem About WWE's New Era That Nobody Wants to Talk About video too. It's amazing. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.